You're holding Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Moratop says, Tony Rabba Bar Barchona. Rabba Barchona learned, Kai made the Rav in front of Rav, that Kivsei Atzeres, again the two Kvosim and the two Shlomim, that are supposed to be brought on Shlomim, Sheshochton L'Shum Elim. If the person that shechted it had more to do with L'Shem and the Ayil, L'Shem Aram, he did not have to do with L'Shem Kvosim, what he's supposed to, but instead he had more to do with L'Shem Elim. Seals the lochrus ksherim, that the korban itself is still kosher, you can still make this rika, and you can eat from the korban, but the bailam here, meaning the tzibur, these kipsi ateras and shuas, it's a korban tzibur, the korban tzibur is not mekayim its chayv. In other words, this is called the shinu kodesh, it's called an akiram, that the din is, they're not yotze its chayv. Now an ayul, a rim is a kevis that's 2 years old. So a kevis kifsi atzeres, a kevis has to be a lamb that's only 1 year old. Once it becomes 2 years old, it's called an ayil already. So the kids are really the had kvosim, just they shechted it l'shem elim, so that's the schiddish, that even though the korban is kosher, but you're not yotzi dechay vosan. The olu l'bailu l'shem chayva. So, oh, malay Rav, Rav says no, olu v'yolu, no, the tzibur is yotzi dechayv, l'maisa the kvosim were brought, even though he had a more in the Shem and Ayel, so what? The Meister was a Keves, the Yotze the Choyf. So Rav Chizda says, Mistavra Milsa the Rav. It's more Mistavra what Rav says, that Rav says that you Yotze the Chavosoi, Vikisover Elim, Vishochton Lashum Kvosim, where the Pshat was, where they thought that it was an Ayel. They thought it was 2 years old. But the Meister, Vishashchito, they had a more in the Shem and Keves. So in such a case, the reason why it's kosher is in Yotzei Chavosai, Sherei Kvosim L'Shem Kvosim Mishkatu. Because the Maisa, the Korban, was a Kevis, was really only 1 year old. And also they had a mind to do with the Shema Kevis, therefore the Yotzei Chavosai. But in the case, Kisavar Elim, if they really thought that it was a ram, they really thought it was 2 years old. And also V'shochtum L'Shem Elim. V'shashchita, they had a mind to do this L'Shem and Ayul. So then Loi, then you're not Yotze Dechavoson. What's the reason why? Because Akira Betoyes Havi Akira. Even though it's a mistake, what they thought, like they only think to do with L'Shem and Ayil. Even though really it's a Kevis, but so what? An Akira Betoyes Havi Akira the Korban, even by mistake, that's also called an Akira. And therefore the Lachri is that the Tzibur is not Yotze Dechav. That's what Rechizda says. For Rabba Amar, Rabba says no. For Rabba Amar, Akira b'toyes lehavi Akira, no. Even though they thought to make an Akira, they thought there was an ayil, and they shechted it l'shem an ayil, so what? L'maisa, since it's really an Akeves, the tzibur is yotze d'choyv, that's pshan Rav. Rav holds that Akira b'toyes is lehavi an Akira. L'maisa, since it's a good Keves, the yotze yidechavosay. Omar Rav, Rav says, u'masvina nashmaitin, alias a question on al-kasha. So the problem with the Gears said, the before was Rava, so now it also means Rava. Rava is asking the question upon himself. Again, Rava just got to understand that Akira Batois is Loihevi Akira. So he asked the question on himself that it says, HaKahanim Shepiglu Bamigdish, a Kain that was bringing a Korban, and he had in mind the Machshavas Pigal, he made the Korban into Pigal. So Locher is Mezidin Chayovim, if the Kain did it Bamezid, so he's chayiv to pay the bailim the money, like it's a mazik. He was mazik, the owner's korban. Here Reuven brought a korban. He was supposed to be yotz his chayiv. And the kohen, now when he did the avodas, he had a money, machsheves pigul, he made the korban posel. So it's called a mazik, he has to pay the owner. But it's a diya called shegugin. Let's say the kohanim have the machsheves pigul only b'shegug by mistake. Then pturim, then the locher is the potter, they don't have to pay the bailim. The potter also mazik, the potter. Now, but Tony Lowe learned on this that even though Shegugin is Pturin, but Pigul and Pigul, but Lamaisa it's Chal Pigul in the Korban, the animal does become Pigul. Just the Kain is potter since he's a Shegig. So, Hechidomi, what's the case talking about that the Kain had a Shegig, Bishas the Pigul? Elam, if you want to tell me, the Yoda, the Chatesi, the Kain knew that this was a Korban Chates. And he had a mind to shecht l'shem shlomim. In other words, by a korban chatish l'shmosu makes a psul. It has to be the same halach as pigul. If so, high shaving, what do you call it a shaving for? Mezidin have it. Who are the Kohen's amazed? If the Kohen knew that this was a Korban Chatis, and now he shechted it for Shem Shlamim, that's called Shloi Lishmo. So by Chatis, everybody knows Shloi Lishmo passes the Korban. So why is it called a shaving? Of course, that's called a mezid. Elolav isn't the case talking about. The Kisavah Shlamim heavy. That the Kohen thought that this Korban was really a Korban Shlamim. And therefore, the Kamechashiv Bol Lishim Shlamim. And when he makes the Shrit of the Avodah, he does it Lishim Shlamim. Still, Uketoni the Gulin Pigal, it says that the Korban is possible. It only says that he's potter from paying the money because it's a Mazik B'Shegeg. He's not really a Mazik. It's like a Groma. So a Koponim is potter from paying. But the Pigal is Chal, the Psul is Chal. So Alma, what do we see? That Akira Betoyes Havi Akira. That even though the Machshava was Betoyes, it still is called a Machshava. Still it passes the Korban. So according to Kasher and Rav, how could you say that according to Rav, that it's kosher because Akira Betoyes is Lohavi Akira? Samora says, Omele Yabai says, Lyolom, really the case is, the Yodid the Chatasim. That could be the case of a Shoigig by a Koyan is, that the Koyan knew that the Korban was the Korban Chatas. The Komechashiv Bolashim Shlomim. And the case is that the Kohen had a mind now to bring this Korban Chatas L'Shem Shlomim. It was Shlom L'Shmo. And the question is, why is it called the Shoigig L'Chur? That's amazing. The answer is, Avoy Memutar. The case is that the Kohen thought you're allowed to do it. The Kohen did not know the Lochem. The Kohen thought that there's nothing wrong with having a Machshava Shlom L'Shmo. So that's why it's called the Shoigig. But Enoch Nami, as far as the Akira goes, the Akira itself was not Betois. The Akira was the Mezid. That's why the Akira is Chal. Then the Chanami, Rav holds, according to Rav, that when the kir is done with toys, and the Chanami, the korban is to kosher. Now the Mora says, most of Reb Zeru asked the question, we had before in the beginning, a menoch is that, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol menoch ha-shinik mitzu shloi lishmon, by a mincha, if the kohen made a kmitza shloi lishmon, l'shem another mincha, he holds ksheros, and v'yolu l'baylon l'shum chayvom, like the machshava means nothing, and even Yotzi Dechavosoi, he holds a Machshava by Menachis, does not pass him. Why? He says, Sheina Menachis Doimus Lesvochim, because the Minch is not like a Korbin. Shehakoimis Machavas Leshumacheshes, if Lemais you're making a Kemitza on a Machavas, on a frying pin, and you have a mind that will do it Leshema Macheshes, a deep pin, so he holds Maiseo Machichos Aleho, the Maisim is Machiach. That Maiseo Machichun Aleho means from the actual Maise that you're doing, everybody can see clearly that it's a Machavas. Sherei Machavas. The same thing, Chareva L'Shem Belula. Let's say you're making a Minchas Chareva, a Minchas Soita that has no Shemen in it, and you're doing a mind to do it L'Shem Belula, to shame to put Shemen inside it. It's also Maiseo Machichun Aleho Shi Chareva. Everybody can see that it's a Mincha Chareva. Everybody can see clearly it's a dried Mincha. It's a Mincha without Shemen. Therefore, the Machshava does not pass all by a Mincha. That's what Shimon Svaro. A Machshava that we can see clearly the opposite, that's not called a Machshava. Ma'ashenkin Abba Bezvochim, he says, Ein Akein, by Korban, by Yizef, it's not that way. Shchita Achas Lekulon, there's one Shchita for the Kabonis. Kabbalah Achas Lekulon, there's one Kabbalah for all of them. And Zerika Achas Lekulon, there's one Zerika for all of them. So therefore, by Shchita, there's a Psul. By Zerika there's a psul, there it's not nikkur, you're making a mistake. If you make a Zerika of a Shlomim, L'Shem Achatis, it's the Olu L'Bailim. We can't tell really what type of a korban it is. So what's this Hechidam, what's the case talking about by a Mincha, that the Bishimah says it does not passel? Let me, if you want to tell me, the Yodah, the Machas of He, that the Koyin knows himself that it's a Minchas Machavas. People come, it's clear L'Shem Achashis, and still he has the mind to do with L'Shem Achashis. If so, if he's doing the Machshava Mamish B'mezid, even though we could see that he's making a mistake, we could see clearly that it's a frying pin, not a deep pin, but the Quran says, so what? My heavy, he'll make a kaka law. The mazid is being oika, the shame mincha shaboy. So Quran, it should be a psul. Elolav isn't the case talking about. The Kasava Macheshes said that the Quran made a mistake. He thought really it's a deep pin. The Kokom is slowly Shumacheshes, and he's making the Kemitz Lashem Macheshes. Vitor, and he made a mistake. So, that's the mistake he made. So the Dik is the Hochu, the Maisem Mechichon Aleh. Only by Menachas there's no psul when you have a Machshava Betois. Why? Because we could tell clearly that it's a mistake. Hobi Almo, Pamashmado by Zvochim, Akira Betois Hevi Akira. That even by a Korban, even though the Akira is by mistake, if you really think this is a Korban Shlomim, and you shechtim l'shem a Korban Shlomim, the mice is still passels, if it's really a chatis. So who we see here like Rav, then Akira betois is called, we see him not like Rav, then Akira betois is called an Akira. And Rav before Sep Shan Rav, that's not called an Akira. Again, Omalei Abaya, Abaya is back, no. Lielam, the case of Rav Shimon by Menachem says, Lielam, the Yodah, the Machavasi, that the Kohen knows that he's doing the Minchas Machavas right now. V'chakom it's lo l'shem acheshes, and he has in mind right now, v'mezeh to do it l'shem another type of a mincha. Still it does not passel. I, the karma, that did he ask the question, ki ma'aseh mechichna, like what's the reason, so what if we could tell it's a machavas? Why have a l'chura, he has an akira b'mezeh, why doesn't this passel the mincha? So Marian says, the answer is, Rav the time, Rav goes according to his tam, that he was mazbe ready before, and avbez and mebez, that the Yom HaRov, Rav says, Pshan Rav Shimon was, that a machshava, the loy minkara, posa rachmona. If this machshava, we cannot tell right now that it's wrong, that's called a machshava that passels a korban, or even a mincha, if it would be that way. But by mincha, the machshava, the minkara, but a machshava that we could see clearly, that it's a toy is that machshava, that the machshava is wrong, loy posa rachmona. The Torah did not call that a machshava, since the maisel, machichala, that's a machabas. Even though b'mezid you have a mind to do with l'shem ma'cheshes, that machshava does not passel. So it's only by mincha we have such a swirl like this. But by zvachim, if it's not nikkur, there a machshava passels. For nechnami, only if it's a machshava psula. But if it's a toys, akira b'toys, that rub holds loy heve akira. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says hatmidim ein machpenes hamusafim. In a day when there's a musaf, if you do not bring the korban hatamid, you can still bring the musafim. And v'loy ha-musafim makfim nes hatamidin. Even if you do not bring the musaf, still you can bring the tamid. The moral is explaining what this means, whether it means the tamid shabayin habayim. Even though by mistake you did not bring the musafim, still you can bring the tamid shabayin habayim. Or else in the Gemara we'll see it's a shalab ha-gadoma, that if by mistake they brought the musaf in the morning, still you could bring the Talmud Shal Shachar after that, or in the afternoon. If they brought the Talmud Shal Ben Habayim first, still you could bring the Musafim. One is not Makiv the other. What is going to be Lohikriv Kevis Baboika? Let's say they did not bring the Korban HaTalmud in the morning. Is Yakrivu Ben Habayim? Still you allowed to bring the Talmud Shal Ben Habayim? On this, Omer Rav Shimon says, Amosai, when do we say if the Kohen did not bring the Talmud Shal Shachar, he's allowed to bring the Talmud Shal Ben Habayim, Bizman Shoyu Anusim HaShegugin, only if it was an honest why he did not bring the Korban HaTalmud in the morning, or else there was a Shegig. Avolim Hoyu Mezidim, but if the Kohen was amazed by, on purpose, he did not bring the Korban HaTalmud Shal Shachar, Alokhriz, that kohen at least is not allowed to bring the Talmud Shal Ben Habayim. There's a kenas upon him, since he did not bring the Talmud Shal Shachar, he cannot bring the Talmud Shal Ben Habayim. But other kohanim could bring it. We'll see in the Gemara. What's going to be lo hiktiru keteres baboika? That said, they forgot to bring the keteres in the morning. The mikra din, you're supposed to bring keteres twice, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. So if they forgot to bring the keteres in the morning, is yaktiru ben habayim. Still, you could bring the keteres ben habayim. On this, Om Reb Shimon, v'kula hoisa kreva ben habayim. That according to Reb Shimon, if they did not bring the keteres in the morning, they could bring all the keteres in the afternoon. That's Reb Shimon Shita, Reb Shimon, v'kula hoisa kreva ben habayim. All the keteres could be brought in the afternoon. And now the Mishnah says, Shem Mechanchin es HaMezbeach Azov El Lepekteris. Beteris HaSamim. How is the Chinuch of the Mezbeach Azov, the inside Mezbeach? How do we first start using it? It's only by bringing the Keteris Shobein HaBayim. Therefore, that's the Svaro that all the Keteris of that day could be brought to Bein HaBayim. That's the beginning of its Chinuch. And the same thing he says, V'loy Mizbeach Oilo, the outside Mizbeach, it gets its chinuch. What's the first thing to Mekadish it? El B'Tomet Shal Shachar. That's the first thing that has to be brought on it, is a Tomet Shal Shachar. V'loy Yes HaShulchan, what's Mekadish, what's Mechanech the Shulchan? El B'Lechem Aponim B'Shabbos. When they put Lechem Aponim on Ron Shabbos, that's the way you Mechanech, you start off the Kedusha using the Shulchan. V'loyes ha-menorah. How do we start using the menorah? What's the chinuch for the menorah? Ela b'sheva nerusa ben habayim. When they first start to light the seven nerus of it, ben habayim, the evening. That's the chinuch of the menorah. Now the Gemara says, Boy menei Reb Chiya baravo Reb Chizdo. Tzibor shein lohen temidim u'mesafim. Eizem mehem koidim. In other words, the tzibur does not have enough money to buy both. They don't have enough money to buy the korban atomid and the korban amusif. So which one comes first? Which one should they buy first? Eizem yem koidim. So more says, hey chidam, what are we talking about over here? Ilayma temidim diyuma umusafin diyum. If we're talking about the korban atomid of today and the musif of today, let's say it's Shabbos, that on Shabbos is a korban atomid and a korban amusif, if so, pshita temidim adifa. Shita, that you have to bring the korban atomid today first. Tevelay todir umakudish. That's todir and it's makudish. So that's the swore that it's todir, because the korban atomid comes every single day. And also, since this is the korban atomid of Shabbos, it has kedushas of Shabbos on it also. So if shita, the korban atomid comes first, it's todir and makudish. El, it must be the shaylo temidim delamachor umasafim didna. In the case that you already brought the korban atomid today. And now the question is, should you spend the money to bring the korban musaf today, or should you worry about bringing the korban atomid tomorrow? So Mor says it so. So the svar is like this. Temidim adifim, adifim shekein todr. One svar is, Ragi should worry about having a korban atomid for tomorrow, because that's todr. Or then we maybe know, musaf and adifi, tevelem kudish. That a musaf, let's say it's a musaf of a Shabbos, or a musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So the Musaf has more Kedusha to it, because it's on a day of Kedusha, whereas the Tamid, you're worrying about the tomorrow's Tamid. That's Chol, doesn't have the Kedusha. So which one is Adif? Or Malais, he said, back to Nisu, this we learned in our Mishnah. It says, HaTamidim Ein Makvenes HaMusafim V'loy HaMusafim Makvenes HaTamidim. One is not the Mak of the other. And V'loy HaMusafim Makven Zezeh. I think we left it out in the Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah says also. That loy ha-musafim makvin zezeh, that one musaf is not makiv the other musaf. So the question is, hechidam, what are we talking about? Ilam, if you want to tell me the islay that we're talking about now, we have all the kabbonis here. It's not a question you do not have enough money to buy. You have all the kabbonis here. And the question is, ulekadim, which one should come first? So we know lochatchili is supposed to bring the tamid ha-shachar, then musafim, and then the tamid shaben abayim. And the Chiddush of Mishnah is, let's say you bring one before the other, still it's kosher. It's so v'otani, we learn like this. Minayin, how do I know? Shelo yeidov ha-koydum v'tomet ha-shachar. There should be no korban, not even a korban musaf. It should not be brought before the korban v'tomet ha-shachar. Talmud, the pasuk says, v'yorach ole oyla. V'yomarov oyla oyla rishayna. This is the first korban to be brought. Zcharet smashma, you cannot bring a korban ha-musaf before the korban atomid. So what does our Mishnah mean to say that one is not mark of the other? It cannot mean lekadim. El the Gemara says pshita pshana. Mishnah is